Hi, this is Jeff.
And this is Steve
from the 12A Podcast. Thanks for listening to the 4-Eyed Radio Network.
Check out other shows at 4eyedradio.com.
Hey there, Eric here from Socially Awkward Studios, and this 4-Eyed Radio presentation is being proudly brought to you by Raven Designs, illustration and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit ravencruise.com.
Previously on Ranger Command Power Hour.
I'm just so excited about this.
Okay, wow, calm down.
I can't help it. It's Dino Charge, man.
No, gave it away.
It had a yellow spy-themed ranger.
That was a rabbit.
Are you kidding me?
Jay would have been like a crazy drunk Robo Knight.
Really?
That's what Power Rangers needed.
Yeah, it was a super mega premiere.
No, stop.
No.
No.
I'm going to start banning that phrase.
All right.
But yeah, Dino Charge.
Hey, you are now Rangers that have never been seen on this planet before. Okay, who are they? Why do we have their powers? Something, anything, throw us a bone here. I don't think he's Gosei. I think he's Trollsei.
To be fair, we haven't seen...
Trollsei.
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Hello, I'm John Travolta. You're listening to Turkey D27, Snickers Wrangler Fan, and The Criminal Snub, only on the Wrangler Conan Powdered Toast.
Hey, aye, 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 aye. It's the Ranger Command Power Hour.
Today on the Power Hour, Episode 4, Ranger Sexism, recorded on March 6th, 2014. Welcome to Ranger Command Power Hour on the 4-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your hosts. I'm Eric, also known as TrekkieD47.
I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And I'm Zach, also known as the Cinema Slob. This episode is brought to you by America Joy Print Shop, official sponsor of the 4-Eyed Radio Network. For high-quality business cards, flyers, banners, cut vinyl, and more, visit AmericaJoy.com.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We have a special guest co-host with us tonight.
Our second in a row.
Yes, with great success with the last one. Hopefully we can repeat that magic with the second Batgirl.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
What should we call you? What's your name?
TSB or Batgirl, whatever.
I choose Batgirl,
too. Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Let's use Batgirl. I like that. All right, so we've got a pretty extensive topic that we will be going through, so let's power through the news really quickly. First off, Power Rangers official Facebook launches the Power Rangers meme generator.
I claim full credit.
I think Trollsei just got Trollsei'd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny how that works. And already it has pretty much descended into people making Sentai is better than Power Ranger memes.
Which are incredibly annoying. They're two separate things. People just appreciate them both for what they are.
And also, a lot of people doing the whole, MMPR is better.
Yeah, well, my thoughts on the nostalgia wank for MMPR has been well reported.
I'm just hoping that somebody will start a Stoner RJ one. That's really what I want.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so I guess right now they only have pictures regarding Super Mega Force, but apparently they will be adding pictures from other seasons.
Oh, I am so going to do Stoner RJ. That's hilarious.
Thank you. I have gotten so many people to watch Jungle Fury just by explaining it as it's a stoner werewolf who runs a pizzeria.
Yep, that works. That works for me. All right, moving on. The Legacy Dragon Dagger, which is already out in stores, and the Dragon Zord are available for pre-order at ToysRUs.com, which I don't recommend, and Amazon, which I do.
I love Amazon.
Amazon is the best.
I wish that I'd known that it was available for pre-order on Amazon before I pre-ordered it from Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah. I pre-ordered the Dragon Dagger about 2 months ago at Toys R Us. And then it was taking forever because, you know, they said, oh, the release date's going to be March 30th or something. I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. What do you know? It shows up at my local Toys R Us. And I said, screw that. I'm going to cancel my pre-order and just buy it.
Well, I've got the Dragon Dagger pre-ordered on Amazon and the Dragon Zord on Toys R Us. So we'll see when I get either one of them.
I need to get my hands on one of those, but it's not going to happen until after I come back from Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
Yeah, buddy.
No.
Okay. Why is this a thing?
How did it become a thing?
Because JDF makes it a thing.
But it doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't make sense sometimes. I don't know what to tell you.
But people love him anyway, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jax Pacific makes an agreement with Saban Brands to release more Halloween costumes and a new Hero Portal plug-and-play TV video game system.
Hmm. Does this mean I'm going to have to start dealing with sexy Power Ranger costumes?
I hope not.
I think they just handle the kid costumes.
Okay, good, because that'd be super weird.
We could still be dealing with sexy Power Ranger costumes, though.
I have seen those before, and they're mainly just MMPR.
There's the Pink Ranger one, and it's horrible.
Mm.
Next, Raz, or Razzle1337, found a new case listing on Entertainment Earth for the Ranger keys. And this kind of leads into our topic, because the details that he was able to find on the Ranger keys, the Dino Thunder, it's not blue, red, and yellow, as most of the packs have been. It's blue, red, and black. So Kira has been omitted for Tommy.
Well, the packs haven't even all been blue, red, and yellow. If they were all blue, red, and yellow, I wouldn't have as many complaints, because that would guarantee at least one girl on a team.
Yeah.
It's generally been Tori in Ninja Storm is the only pack where they've gone with the blue, red, yellow, and although I'm pretty sure they forgot Tori was a girl in that. So.
Also, Alien Rangers, which Delphine, the leader, has been omitted for Sestro. No one cares about Sestro. It's all about Delphine.
Honestly,
no,
I can't even...
Alien Rangers.
I can't, yeah, Alien Rangers, hey, I can't even remember who's who. The only reason I remember Delphine is because she was the White Ranger. She was the leader.
She's great. And, you know, it makes it even worse is at Toy Fair, it was you guys who reported, right, that they were saying, well, it's the ones who represent the season. So the leader doesn't represent the season. Sestro's, like... Sestro was the blue one. Like, I can understand including him, but it's the fact that, do they have the Black Ranger Quarkus on that one?
Oh, yeah, Quarkus. That's who,
like,
I
like, does he even have a personality? I can never remember his name. Don't get me wrong, the actor who plays him, who's been to Morphicon a couple of times, is great, but I keep forgetting he exists. I mean, it's not like Tidius, but the Yellow Ranger who had, like, one line the entire time.
To be fair, I think not that big a section of the fandom really even cares about the Alien Rangers, because...
Except for Delphine, who is great.
Yeah, and
she's awesome. And then I guess Entertainment Earth reported that the Green Ranger would be in place of the Yellow Ranger for the Zeo pack, but it's actually been shown in stores, and it turns out not the case. The Zeo pack actually has Tanya.
Which makes her one of four or five... But I wouldn't be surprised if they ended up omitting her from, like, a later wave of the toys. The thing is that was a really plausible rumor.
So that kind of leads into our whole discussion and why we're talking about the topic that we're talking about, sexism in Power Rangers.
Oh, show.
I'm going to play completely, like, devil's advocate. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I do, and I mean...
Fight! No.
And then I reached through the computer screen. No.
The thing is, I mean, you can like things that are problematic. There's no show that is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But Power Rangers has had a long tradition of including strong female characters, of including toys for women, of reaching out to the female audience. And I hate to say this, but since Saban took over, it's been getting worse. I mean, there's now the Where's the Pink Ranger blog. I mean, they released another thing of toys for, what was it, the Lego Blocks, Mega Blocks, and there's no pink. There's yellow this time, but once again, we're omitting the Pink Ranger.
And I remember for a while when the Hot Wheels came out for Megaforce, for a while there wasn't a pink one, and people were like, where's the pink Hot Wheels? And finally, she was included in a later wave of Hot Wheels.
See, I don't even care about the Hot Wheels because I've got no interest in those toys. I want the actual figures. I have had a hell of a time finding the girls. I always do. It took me forever to find a Mia for the Samurai toys. I was in New York. I tried Toys R Us. They have 10 million Jadens and 10 million Kevins. And I'm like, and like three Mikes. And there were no girls whatsoever.
See, I think that's interesting. For me, at my local Walmart, the Super Mega, not Super Mega.
Super Samurai.
No, see, not even Super Samurai. The Ultra Mode. Mega Force Rangers shelf warming right now are yellow and pink, and I'm just like, wow, it's like this is all I see when I come in here. So
really, you guys found those? Because I had to end up ordering the set. I could not find anything.
Yeah, they're sitting and they're just shelf warming at my local Walmart. But then again, my Walmart is terrible with actually restocking their toy section. So
our toy section is almost always empty, but there's always a ton of reds, ton of blues. Well, not so much of the girls.
Well, some of it, I know for quite a while, the female figures are always short-packed in the cases that are sent to stores. Yeah. There's only like one or two per color in a pack, whereas the main majority of the pack goes to red and the other guy colors.
I was there the day that they unpacked it because I got the tip from one of my friends who was like, just so you know, Target just got a shipment in. And I got there literally 20 minutes after he called and said that it just came in, and there was one of each of the girls and like 10 of each of the guys.
Wow.
But even
he'd already bought one of the girls, so I guess there were two for them, but I felt really bad for anyone else who wanted the set because that was it.
Oh, I was going to say, like, even usually the, like, third guy in the team, even he's usually short-packed.
Maybe it's just mine, the local Walmart and Target and everywhere else that I stalk whenever there's a new toy release. They usually have pretty even of all of the guys. It's just the girls that are hard to find, and sometimes the Six Ranger.
Maybe next time we'll have to have Raz on or someone else that knows a lot about toys and maybe give us a edumacation about waves and packs and all that stuff. Yeah. We're going to go through a few in-show examples. I know I pulled together some, and Batgirl was kind enough to find some more examples that I had forgot.
This is the short list, by the way. And don't get me wrong, I love the show. I've been watching it since 1993.
Mm-hmm. You know, just looking at this list and what we're going to talk about, I think there are quite a few issues that people have complained about in regards to the treatment of female characters on the show. So let's get started with the first one. And everyone's favorite Power Ranger series, Samurai.
Okay, I actually like Samurai. I think it got better in the second half of the season by a lot once they decided to stop directly translating Shinkenger. And, I mean, the first example you have is, like, Mia cooking in the shopping montage in traditional roles, and I honestly don't have a giant problem with that.
Uh-huh.
In that, to go back to Mighty Morphin, 9-year-old me, when she was watching Kimberly, I was a tomboy. I thought I couldn't try and be a girly girl because I'd gotten the impression, I mean, this is the reason why representation in media matters, that being a girl meant you couldn't really be a hero. And this was like about a year before I discovered comic books and everything else. And then there was Kimberly, and I refused to wear pink. And then there was Kimberly Hart, who's like, no, I shop and I wear pink and I'm super girly and I have a boyfriend and I get to be the first Power Ranger to take down a monster by myself. And that was incredibly empowering for young me to get to see that. But I mean, the problem is when you have the cooking and shopping and being the traditional roles and I want to get married and all I care about is the boyfriend and all that, and that being the only option that's represented, there has to be more to it than just, okay, so all the girls are going to cook and all they're going to care about is shopping. Variety.
Right. There needs to be more to their character than just what's on the surface.
I adore Emma, but I would like her to have more of a personality than I'm going to be the one that you talk to if you need to talk about feelings or to make out with Gia, because as far as I can tell, they're dating.
I can see that. So how do you feel about our next example with the treatment of the Beetle disc?
I almost rage quit Power Rangers after that episode. I was so furious. And that was one of the ones that had the direct translation from Shane Kendra. But because they didn't have the same class rank, I mean, in Shane Kendra, Mia got the disc because she was a higher rank than, Mako got the disc because she was a higher rank than Chiaki.
Mm.
This, G gave it to Mia because she had earned it.
Right.
And the thing is, there was no reason not to let Mia keep the disc. They redid all of the Zord footage anyway. Like, they did not use that background. All of it was new. And what we get is Mike stealing the Zord because he thinks he's better. And Mia going, well, maybe, I guess, you know, you were right and you deserve it and I don't. Why? What had he done to prove that he owned it? Like, he got his special training session from G and Mia got nothing. And it's just, okay, well, the message that came out of this and pretty much every single person I spoke to was, well, if a boy wants something that a girl has, she should just give it to him. And that is not the message that you want to send to little kids.
Right. And I remember Mike was kind of being a whiny jerk in that episode. And I agree, the whole thing with him getting the disc just because he was crying about it. Yeah, I thought that was just weird. And you bring up a great point. They refilmed all of the cockpit footage because that was the whole reason for their mega mode or whatever. And in that case, they didn't have to follow what Sentai did, but they did anyway.
If I had written that episode, what I would have done was still use the thing where Mike tried to take it and have him learn a lesson about maybe you don't always get the thing you want.
Yeah.
And Mia gets to prove that she does deserve it. Why couldn't they have done that? I watched the footage for the rest of it. There is maybe like one scene they would have had to refilm.
If they went that route, then she would have been the one to, you know, call out the Beetle every time the rest of the series.
And it would have been great. They did the same thing to a lesser extent with Lauren. And don't get me wrong, I love Lauren. I had so many issues with the last two episodes, not even counting the let's have the samurai be the blonde girl, which is a problem on another level, but intersectionality is super important, but we're just going to try and handle the sexism today. Lauren is great, but oh no, she failed and she's just going to tell Jaden that, you know, she wasn't good enough and hand the power back to him. All it would have taken is one line of him saying, well, right now you're injured, but you did a great job. And it's just like, he doesn't even acknowledge. It's just like, yeah, you screwed up. You're kind of worthless now.
That's another good example.
Samurai had a lot of problems. I really enjoyed the season, but it didn't handle a lot. And not all of it was a problem with the Japanese footage.
Right. Regards to Samurai, not everything can be blamed on the Japanese footage. I know a lot of people like to default to that, but that can't be an excuse when it comes to writing.
I like Samurai and I like Shinkenger. They're both great in different ways. They could have done better. They had a chance to change things, and they showed that they did. They completely changed Decker's backstory. They completely changed Dayu's backstory.
Yeah.
So they can make these changes. I don't know why, even when they're doing direct translations, I was so disappointed in this week's episode of Super Mega Force. I love Gokaidra. It was my first Sentai. It got me into watching Sentai, and then I went out and I've seen like 10 now. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, I see your tweets and you're like, just finish another series.
Yeah, I really need to actually start GoBusters. Gokaidra, that episode, that was practically a direct translation, and no offense, Jason Smith, because I really love you and Casey is one of my favorites, but why did you find it necessary to add a gendered insult towards Emma and then not let her say a single thing about it? Like, if you want it to be about Noah, have the monster insult Noah instead of insulting Emma and letting Noah white knight about it.
Yeah, I remember when we came up with this topic and that episode aired, and that instantly struck me. He's like, oh, the weak girl, blah. I'm like, really?
That was not in the original, so that was deliberately added. Why would you deliberately add that?
I don't know. What are you doing, Saban?
I was fine with this newest episode. Like, overall, I was fine with it. I thought it was great.
As far as this newest episode is concerned, I think that, yeah, it was a useless gendered insult. And I think that, like, having something like that be involved is extremely useless. I agree. Stuff like that is getting worse. We look at stuff like SPD, where, hey, everyone is on equal footing. You are an officer of this division of this department. Your gender doesn't matter.
Unless you're Sky.
Yeah.
unless you're canonical douchebag Sky. Wait, nothing against Chris Violette. He's a wonderful human being, but Sky was a douchebag.
I have a lot of opinions on SPD that are really, really controversial, but we'll get to that.
You know, I think that, yeah, ever since the show has been revived and put on Nickelodeon, it seems like there is more of a focus toward boy franchise, boy franchise, boy franchise, ignore the girls. And that's not good.
And that was never the thing. I mean, Saban has been the one that has traditionally gender swapped to make sure that we've had at least two women on the team so we don't get stuck with the token girl, which is something, yep, I wish that Disney had continued when they had done that. But it seems that they've forgotten one of what made it so great. Like, almost everyone I know my age is like, yeah, Power Rangers, I really identified with, and then they'll include one of the characters, and it's not always Kimberly, it's not always Trini. They'll just be like, this was great, and this was one of the things, like, we played this in the playground. I mean, I was in fourth grade when it started, which was at the higher end of it, but... And even now, like, were any of you at Morphicon 2 years ago?
My first one will be this year.
Okay. I was at Morphicon 2 years ago, which was great, and I'm looking forward to this year's. There were a ton of little girls in line to meet the Samurai Rangers. Oh. I know that they keep saying, it's a boys franchise, it's a boys franchise. Well, they say the same thing about comics, and San Diego Comic-Con is 45% women. Dragon Con is about 50-50. Most Comic Cons, it's a pretty equal gender balance. And the thing is, like, comics are going through this now. It's been, like, more and more people are speaking out about sexism in the industry. Girl Wonder is started up after the death of Stephanie Brown in comics, 2003, 2004. People have been pointing things out, the problems with the New 52, the way that female characters have been treated. Science fiction's been going through it just recently with the Hugo Awards and the way that was handled when they got a comedian they should not have to, who luckily stepped down. And the thing is, it's kind of time for Power Rangers fandom to start talking about this and not just the problem. It's been how many years since the last African-American female ranger? Katie in Time Force.
Which was
2001.
13 years ago.
Yeah.
We have never had an African-American Pink Ranger.
Which I think would be awesome.
It would be great. If I was Dreamcasting, there we go.
Well, we can hold out hope for Dino Charge.
I'm not going to hold out a lot of hope for
Dino Charge. I'm just hoping that they gender swap at least one of the five main rangers, because I quit watching Kyoryuger, and people keep telling me it got better. Like, every time I talk about it, and I'm like, but this is 2014, and I do not want a team where there's 10 rangers and only two are girls.
Yeah.
And the ones who are there are just stuck in a stupid love triangle. Yeah. And they spend the entire time concentrating on the underage actress's thighs. I'm really not okay with that.
I think Dino Charge is something that Saban should, like you said, gender swap. I'd be okay with Blue, or, I mean, they've done it before.
I want them to gender swap Black.
Oh, that would be cool too.
I would be okay with them gender swapping any of them. I mean, they could gender swap Red. That would be awesome. I mean, we'll see what they do with Tokuger when they're going to have to deal with the color swapping, which is still amazing. And
yes, we have Red Ranger becoming a Pink Ranger and vice versa.
I'll be interested to see if they do that because of Mangokaiger. We have Marvelous briefly wearing Mighty Morphin Pink.
Yeah, they had an all pink Gokai change.
I would love to see them use that. They're not going to, but I would love to see it.
Well, let's keep going with some more in-show examples. One on our list is RPM specific, where I remember this because Tenaya 7 was battling Flynn, and she was kind of characterizing everyone. Summer was just called the girl.
Girl is not a personality trait.
It's not.
what does that even mean? It's okay, she's female. That doesn't describe anything. Scott was the leader, Dylan was the brooding one, Ziggy was the funny one, and then and Summers, well, she's the girl. Flynn at least gets to label himself with he's Scottish. Like, that's a label he chooses for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Tanaya completely dismisses Summer and it's just like, well, she's the girl. Who cares? Girl is not a personality trait, and we really need to move on past the Smurfette principle where we've got the Smurfs. We've got Handy Smurf, we've got Brainy Smurf, and then we have the girl. So girls don't get to be handy, girls don't get to be brainy. If you gender swap that and we've got, well, Sarah, she's the leader, and Diana, she's the brooding one, and Zara, she's the funny one, and well, him, he's the boy. Come on.
Yeah, that even that doesn't mean anything. That's just his gender. Like, what does that say about...
There was a giant thing in Transformers fandom because there was a vote and they were like, I can't believe that people voted to make the next robot a girl. Who does that? And I don't know if you saw the short pack strip where they were like, well, girl is a gender. And it's like, who assigns the gender? And it's like, well, male is still a gender. No one default. It's the default. And people just automatically assume, like, you think about it, it's like, well, all of the robots are men. I'd kind of hope that, you know, Tensu would be female. I mean, if we have to assign gender, but everyone seems to be describing him as him.
Yeah, technically, Tensu is an it. I say he's a robot, but yeah.
It's, and you're still using he.
Yeah, it's a robot. Moving on to SPD, and I guess going back to first few episode douchebag Sky.
Yeah.
Where Kruger blandly asks him, hey, if I were to appoint Sid as the Red Ranger, would you be okay with it? And he just kind of laughs, and he's like, huh. But Sid's a girl. Like,
and this is supposed to take place in the future, which is one of the things that always drove me crazy. Like, this is our future, and this is our idealized future, and we still have sexism. Come on, you guys. There's three types of people. There's the people who like it for watching Sky's quest to learn how to not be an asshole. There's the people who like watching Jack's quest to not be an asshole. And then there's people like me who think that they both suck and that Ridge and Sid are the only good ones on the entire team. The problem with SPD is more than that. One, so at the very end of the season, for those of you who have not yet watched it, which you should because it is a good season even with its problems, Sky gets asked the question a second time and he's like, yeah, I'd be glad to follow her. Good, here's a cookie. Now you're the Red Ranger. You don't get a cookie for being a decent human being. We do not just hand you the thing because you said, oh yeah, I'm going to not be a sexist pig. So you get rewarded for that? No. Your reward is that you're not a sexist pig. It should have ended with Sid then getting the promotion, especially because she was the one who was best suited for it, but that's a whole nother rant. And with the color promotion, okay, Jack quits, Sky gets promoted, Bridge gets promoted. Z and Sid do not. They're number 4 and 5 and they are at the bottom of the heap. The girls do not get anything. Mm-hmm. They barely got any focus episodes. And don't get me wrong, I like SPD. I enjoy it because I love Sid and I love Bridge. And if the whole show was about them, it would have been so much better. But it has the problem of, part of that was the footage. The costumes were labeled 1 through 5. But color promotion was something they added.
Right.
And they did not think that through, what they were unintentionally saying when they're going to show all the guys getting promoted and not the girls.
Yeah, I mean, how interesting would that have been if in that final scene, you know, we see Z or Sid in the green suit or the blue or red. So that's SPD. Another one for the entire franchise is Battleizers or power-ups or mega battles, what have you. Not a lot, if any, females get, aside from the team power-ups, they don't get anything exclusive.
Take the end of Samurai. They all get to use the special coats. And by all, I mean the guys. Even with the other toys, like in SPD, hey guys, you all get a new bike. Girls, sorry, no toys for you.
But in Samurai, I remember, didn't Mia, she was
Mia
in the...
Mia and super... Emily each get to use it once, but I'm talking like the final battle. Kevin gets to wear the white coat, the white ugly Elvis coat, and Mike gets to wear the ugly red leather coat.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the girls do not. Even though, again, with the ranking, if we're keeping the Shinkenger footage, which they had obviously had to deal with, so that's really a problem of footage.
Another thing, we didn't get to see the girls go into, what do they call it, Shogun mode.
Nope.
Even though in the main sequence when Jaden first did it, we saw all of the Shogun mode suits, including pink and yellow. So they obviously had them, but
I thought Mia got to use it.
I think Mia got to use it once.
The Shogun mode?
The one where her brother came to town? Wasn't it that one?
Oh, it's I've only watched Samurai once. It's I can only suffer through that show.
I've only seen a couple episodes, so that was one of them.
That episode, this is me being really whiny about the Shinkenger footage, but the original version of that episode had Mako in this glorious unmorphed sword fight. And we did not get that, and I had been looking forward to it the entire time.
Oh, no. That would have been awesome. And plus, who doesn't love unmorphed fights?
Seriously, don't get me wrong. I loved Zio. Zio was one of my favorite seasons, and there was not a single unmorphed fight in that season.
Oh, there's not?
I run, let me plug my own site. I run Ranger Recaps. You can Google it if you want. We haven't updated in, like, months. But we have been recapping every episode from the beginning, and we are somewhere in the middle of Lightspeed Rescue. They had pretty much no unmorphed fights, which is why I was so excited when we got to Turbo, and suddenly there's an unmorphed fight in the first episode.
I guess I never noticed that about Zio.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was like they see cogs and they instantly morph.
Guys, we really can't handle this alone. Zio power. What were you going to say about Lightspeed Rescue? Because AP and I both really like Lightspeed Rescue.
Okay, I have a problem with Joel Miss Fairweather because it's the same problem I have with Jake and Gia as a ship, in that he spends the entire time harassing her and then she keeps turning him down, and then suddenly it's, oh, well, you finally wore me down and I'll go out with you now. No, do not teach boys to do that. When a girl says no, she means no. It's not a, well, I'll just keep bothering you until, like, I'm just playing hard to get. It's one of my least favorite tropes, and it's the reason I have a problem with Joel Miss Fairweather. I also think that Miss Fairweather should have been Dr. Fairweather, but I've decided she's all but dissertation. I work in academia. I have a lot of opinions on that.
You probably have a very lengthy opinion about all of a sudden Tommy becoming a doctor in, like, eight years.
He's 24! That's not possible! But, you know, sorry, I will yell about this, like, it's not that I don't think he's smart enough to get a doctorate. It's that the timeline does not make sense, and there is no way that he could actually get a doctorate in that many years, especially considering he took, like, a year off to go race. That's an entirely separate problem.
But wasn't Lost Galaxy supposed to be, like, a little somewhere in the future?
But then we have Time Force set specifically in 2001.
Yeah, it's been kind of retcon that...
Continuity is not exactly their strong suit. So.
No, it's really not.
Yeah, I mean, when you got their team-up the next year with Lightspeed Rescue, and the team-ups basically determine the timeline.
So. They've never been good at continuity. Billy is canonically afraid of fish, and then he married a fish alien. That is what we rate on Ranger Recaps. It's on a scale of fish.
Oh, God.
Isn't that what they call immersion therapy?
No, that's taking that to the extreme. Well, I'm definitely afraid of fish. I'm going to marry a fish alien. I'm going to go out
with him. David Yost has said that that Billy and Sestria totally got divorced, and then he went off to go, you know, become, like, the next Zordon. So I'm taking that as my canon.
Billy is Gosei.
No.
He's just having
No, Gosei is like the worst mentor ever.
But it's just Billy in his, like, rebellious phase. He never went through that when he was a teenager.
He's Trollsay. He can't be Billy. He's Trollsay.
No, I don't want Billy to end up as Trollsay.
I kind of wanted Billy to end up being the Phantom Ranger.
I think everyone wanted that to happen. Right. Something.
Ugh. I'm reading a really good fanfic right now, where Gosei was the Phantom Ranger.
What?
Yeah. And but the way that they do it is this fanfic writer basically, like, rewrites most of the season with their own sort of, like,
there's
subplots.
There's a bunch of us who are doing that. I'm doing a Gokinger AU for Super Mega Force. I mean, everyone is working on their own version.
But this one, it actually sort of made sense in the end.
Okay, when we're done with this, you're emailing it to me.
I will.
The next one, lack of female focus episodes for Megaforce and Super Megaforce. Has Gia had a single focus episode yet?
No.
No.
And according to the summaries, she's still not getting one. And one that should have been her episode is going to Noah.
Oh, the gender swap.
The episode. Body swap, yeah. Which, frankly, I was hoping would have been them, and then it would have completely put an end to the Jake and Gia thing. But no, instead she's not even in it, so we're going to completely refilm it to get rid of the girl.
That is another prime example.
Seriously, she is the best one.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people have their own favorite, and everyone has their own favorite Ranger. Gia is my favorite. She is the favorite of pretty much all of my friends.
She's my favorite, so.
Because she's great!
It was so bad. When she did that, I think it was in
the head nod
season.
In the last episode.
The head nod. Yeah, she was like, yep, you know what's up. And then just proceeds to kick butt.
Like,
it
she's
great.
Clearly the second in command or first in command when Troy is not there, which is great. And she is the best one. And she doesn't get a single focus episode. And part of that is that they're condensing 50 episodes into 20. But that's the same thing. They've all suffered for it. I keep watching things and going, oh, wow, this is a really cool episode that focuses on one of the girls. I don't remember the Power Rangers equivalent because there is none.
I feel like we might get one, though, in Super Mega Force. Just in like a couple of those episodes where they haven't released the description yet.
I hope so. It would be great if she could at least get one. Emma's had two. There was the one that was Emma and Gia, which is the one that I refer to the ones as the one where Emma and Gia argue about coming out. They're canonically having a fight about coming out as best friends and putting their photo in the paper so that everyone will know they're best friends.
Best friends quotation marks.
They have a magic flower that blooms once a year.
I'm like dying, okay?
Like, you have no idea how many people I have gotten to watch it by describing it this way, and every single one of them is like, after they watch it, goes, oh my god, I thought you were exaggerating. But there is no other explanation.
I was watching it with my cousin was over, and I was watching it, and he walks in the room and he's like, he thought they were dating.
See?
Like, and they had never seen the show before at all, and that's immediately what their mind went through. It's not exactly subtle at all.
No, it really isn't. So that's a very good reason why Gia is shooting down Jake.
Exactly.
She's just not into him. All right. Speaking of just not being into him, female characters are often reduced to the love interest and or emotional
support. Yeah. Going back, we have a tag on Ranger Recaps that's called Scream for Tommy.
What, every time Kimberly's like, no, or Tommy?
Well, I pointed out earlier that Kimberly is the first Ranger to have defeated a monster on her own, which she did twice within the first 14 episodes, by the way. Then Tommy shows up and she faints, and then Tommy shows up and she faints, and did I mention that time that she fainted and Tommy had to carry her? And then, you know, Kat then, you know, starts dating because, of course, Tommy must have be dating the Pink Ranger, and she suddenly, you know, everyone's seen the Turbo movie where she yells, Tommy! Dramatically, and I don't remember if it was Morphicon 2 or 3 or possibly one of the many other cons that I've seen Catherine Sutherland at, and they got asked to say their most memorable line, and, you know, Blake Foster goes, hey guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger, and Catherine goes, Tommy!
Really? Oh, that was like her favorite line?
No, it was her most memorable line.
Most memorable.
Because didn't she do it again in that episode where...
There's the one where, you know, with the training of the dog and she's falls down a hill and clearly like sprains her ankle and she can't do anything because, oh no, a girl is trying to walk in heels.
I just remember, I don't know if this actually happened, but I remember her doing it in the episode where TJ and Cassie... showed up.
She probably does scream for him. I can check since we do have that tab on the blog. But,
wow.
And even the later ones, we mostly put that in because of the fact that Kimberly and Kat were reduced to doing that when they had been so awesome. When Kat shows up, she is so great. I want more women like that. I could have done without, you know, the spelled love for Tommy, but then again, I don't like Tommy. I like him as Dr. Oliver. I don't like him any other time.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
But the thing is, it's so many of them, it's like, well, what's the trait of the girls? If you even go through on the website and you see the girls' traits, it's compassionate, emotional, compassionate. Look, guys, can I get just one of them who's just kind of a b-?
which is why I kind of like Gia. She's got
I know,
that
she's
attitude.
Great.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not gonna take this.
And like I know it's Gokaiger footage, but even when she's just like slinging her sword over her shoulder,
it matches though. It totally
it matches
does.
So well.
It's great.
It's totally her.
One is the most important though on the list.
Okay. Yes. No team has ever had a majority female team or breaking even.
Don't get me wrong. We've had a lot of female Rangers. Most of them are great. I like pretty much all of them. But there's like double the number of male Rangers. We have had so many more guys. And gender parity kind of needs to be a thing. It's kind of at this point not okay to just have the token girl, or even why don't we get a female sixth ranger where we don't also have her brother?
Right.
I mean, RPM, that's the only female sixth or seventh in this case ranger that we get. Why can't we have a team that's 3 and 3? Why can't we have a team that starts off 2 girls and a guy, besides a keeper ranger?
Right. Yeah. And why is it that the that the parody unofficial Sentai is the one to break tradition in that case? Why can't we have it officially? And you must have been, well, I know a lot of people were, when Kyoruger was announced, and it was, wait, there's only 1 girl, huh?
Between that and the producer's comments.
Yeah.
For those of you who are not aware, the producer basically went, ew, girls. He was like,
in a nutshell, yeah, that's what happened.
Girls can't defeat a dinosaur. Why would we think that? You're just lucky we're giving you 1, pretty much, and we can't have a yellow because it's too feminine now.
But
what?
Then they go and have a yellow ranger the season after, so.
They do, and she's great, and I feel like Tokuger is kind of a direct reaction to a lot of the pushback that they got about that. And if you watch, one of my friends just came to visit me, proving that if you come to visit me, there is a 100% chance I will make you watch a video of tiny children dancing to the Kyoruger theme song. Yeah, sorry, Jen, if you're listening to this. And it was split 50-50 in the class. There were a bunch of little girls dancing. So we're there. We're watching. We've always been watching. Science fiction, fantasy, comic books have a very, very long tradition of having women involved. So, I mean, it's not like people are saying, well, girls don't watch this. Yes, we do. We've been here. We might not always participate the same way. I avoid certain sectors of the fandom because the next thing is talking about the exclusion of girl keys. When I first started tweeting it, I got called a bunch of names that I am not repeating.
That descended to madness pretty quickly.
And it was awful. Like, I got called all sorts of things. People kept arguing with me, and then a couple of people, and I'm not going to name names, but I do really appreciate the guys who stepped in and started basically repeating what I'd been saying, and suddenly, hey, they're saying it, so they're making a point. But I'm just going to keep arguing with you over semantics. I really appreciated the one person who said that they agreed with me, but because I don't like Ninja Storm as much as they do, they weren't going to take me seriously. That was great.
What?
Yeah. It was like, I totally agreed with Second Batgirl until I saw that she said that Ninja Storm wasn't one of her favorite seasons.
Oh, God.
I have nothing against Ninja Storm. It's not just one of my favorites. There's a lot of seasons. They can't all be my favorite.
Right, and we've made this point before, you know, everyone has a different favorite season. It's, you know, just because you like one thing doesn't mean that everyone else should.
One of my least favorite seasons is one of my friend's favorite seasons. I don't insult it in front of her, or in general, or at least I try not to. And she can happily talk about it, or at least I hope she can.
Moving on to, we did our show examples, and now we're going to go into the product examples. And what really sparked this whole discussion was the Ranger key issue.
Yeah, there's five keys for the girls. There's super Mega Force versions of Emma and Gia, but no regular Mega Force ones. So, you know, hey kids, if you want all of Emma and Gia, you can't have them. I believe that there's a Lauren key that's coming in some toy or other that you have to buy.
In the canon.
Right, in the canon. There's Tanya in the Zeo pack, and then there's Tori in the Ninja Storm pack. Here's the thing. People keep telling me, and I've been arguing about this on Twitter on and off for the last couple of weeks. Every time something new breaks, I'll be spending a day, and my boss laughs at me and is like, are you still arguing about Power Rangers on the internet? And I'm like, yes, yes I am. Just be glad I'm not talking about Gokaiger to you again. Well, here's the thing. People keep saying, well, boys will only buy it, and the only arguments that I've heard is that it's only the collectors that want it, or, okay, well, look, you want to sell it in packs of three. There's generally six Rangers a season. Sell two packs of three. Have one that's red, yellow, and blue, and with the exception of the Alien Rangers, that will give you two guys and a girl. Other one, and have, like, the green or black, the pink or white, and the sixth Ranger. You really tell me that people are not going to buy both the one with the red Ranger and the sixth Ranger? You sell twice as many to get all the boys if your argument is that, hey, boys aren't going to buy girls, which is conditioning because kids don't have a problem with it until you start saying, oh, no, honey, this isn't for you.
Right. It seems like Japan had no problem with releasing female keys because we got every single Ranger. And
I have a Mobirates and a lot of keys. And my trivia team made me a Gokaiger key chest.
Nice.
Awesome.
Seriously, they had their own key packs that had all five Rangers.
And people kept telling me, you know, well, just wait, they'll be in a later wave. They'll be in a later wave. You're overreacting. Apparently not.
And that's the thing. We've seen what happens to later waves of the toys, especially in Megaforce. We didn't get all the promo cards that came with stuff that was never released, because the later waves never happen. The whole excuse is, oh yeah, you'll probably see female Ranger keys in a later wave. You might as well just say we're never going to get them.
Or in the blind packs. Have we seen a single thing about blind packs? Did people just suddenly make them up?
Well, at Toy Fair, they specifically said that blind packs were not happening.
See? Okay, to everyone who told me, well, don't worry, they'll be in the blind pack. Yeah, uh-huh.
Didn't Raz just find another code for blind packs? Like a second pack code? So what's that all about?
I have no idea. And that's kind of the weird thing about Toy Fair. Yeah, they're showing a lot of products that are coming this year. But the thing is, it might not be the whole story. And I know a lot of their marketing material said only 60 keys, this and that. Part of me is thinking that it's too early to tell. And maybe we'll see some more this year.
If you add up all the keys that they're already planning to release, doesn't it equal over 60 already?
Yeah, it's roughly 65 or so. A lot of people are saying that, you know, their estimate is still right. You know, their marketing materials still say, you know, 60 keys or whatever. But I don't know. I think it's still too early in the year.
I personally think that's more of like a benchmark, so that you expect 60 keys, but then they can release more.
Yeah. In a few days, we have the start of... Wow,
Morphin Madness.
Morphin Madness. Thank you very much. So that's their big key competition where you can vote on different brackets of Rangers.
But then the screwed up thing about that is they're including Rangers who already have keys.
Yeah, which I don't know why they're doing that.
My prediction is almost entirely all guys, even though I have my plans to try and vote. It's not going to reflect the diversity that has been one of the greatest things about Power Rangers.
They're listing them by suits, though. So it's not by, like, the actual Ranger.
Yeah, but we know who they represent.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, there are going to be people who are going to go, oh, awesome, this is the Justin key. I'm going to vote for Justin because he's my favorite and I want his toy. I can guarantee you a bunch of my friends are saying that right now. Or there's going to be people who are going to say...
Or maybe just buy the Turbo Pack. And then you've got Justin. They've said that they're going to release exclusives, but these keys shouldn't be just exclusives that you find at cons that you might not be able to go to. It should be widely available.
One of the things that this fandom is really bad about is expecting that people can go to cons to get exclusives. Yeah. Morphicon is the most expensive con I go to, and I go to 5 cons a year.
It will be probably my most expensive con that I've ever gone to. And in previous Paramorphicons, I've had to use a middleman to buy me the exclusive. They have to realize that not all of the fandom can attend these events.
Not everyone can afford to buy the toys.
Right.
And sometimes the only way to make a point, like I have already said repeatedly today that I've bought a lot of toys. I have probably spent $250 in the last month and a half on Super Mega Force toys. Goodbye disposable income. But the point is, I would have bought every single one of the keys. I was intending to.
Right.
And now I'm not buying any because that is literally the only way. I mean, internet petitions do absolutely nothing. The only thing I can do is choose how I'm going to spend my money. And I am going to choose not to spend it on something where they are deliberately excluded. excluding women when they could have just done the five packs, or they could have done packs of red, yellow, blue.
That's the Ranger keys. Hopefully it can change this year, but I'm not holding a lot of hope on that.
Can we bring it back for a second?
Oh, sure.
Can we all agree if there's a really obscure female Ranger in Morphin Madness, we all just vote for her?
Yes.
On purpose. Like, even I vote if
everyone
like
votes for Delphine. I want Delphine key.
If Kelsey's included, I'm voting for her.
Oh, I will totally vote for Kelsey. No,
that's my own thing.
I will totally vote for Kelsey. See if we have one.
I will use multiple email accounts to vote for Kelsey. That needs to happen.
I want a Vita key, actually. I really want Vita.
That's another good one.
I want a pink Turbo Ranger.
Yes, because I'm going to pretend it's Cassie. So
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I like Kat. I like Cassie better.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So now, one point I wanted to address. Remember when, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, when they had Barbie type figures of Trini and Kimberly?
I had them.
What happened to other seasons that I mean, I'm not a Barbie collector, but
from what I heard, they just sold really, really miserably. Like, nobody wanted to buy them. And
the
that's
thing
why
is, the people wanted the action figures. They didn't want a Barbie. They didn't want to do their hair. They wanted them to fight with. I mean, to be fair, I used my Barbies so that they would be the attacking giants that needed to, you know, fight. But I mean, I had the Polly Pocket set of the little morpher that turned into the command center, and it's sitting on my shelf right now. The thing is also the way that they've been marketing now. I linked you guys to that article about No Girls Allowed and how everything is geared towards boys. My boss has a 2-year-old. The trains are in the boys' aisle. Trains are not inherently male. Most recent Tokuger episode aside, with how that Zord worked, which is another subject.
I only saw the second episode of Tokuger. I don't know why I didn't watch the first.
I saw the stills of the third episode, but I have yet to actually watch the third episode.
The Pink Ranger is so great. Sorry, I'm done now.
No, I do like her. I did see that one part in the first episode, and she shrinks down all the enemies, and then she's just going, boink, boink, boink,
yes,
and, like, destroying them. I was dying. And tears were in my eyes.
She kind of, for me, also shows what I mean about representation and why it matters. She has trouble imagining herself as brave, so she starts thinking of other female characters that she's seen in media. One of the first ones she does is Supergirl. She thinks of herself as Supergirl so that she can be brave enough to fight the monsters. Representation matters.
Yes, it does. Here's another point. Less number of female Rangers, no larger figures, and are harder to find in general. So that's something we've covered with lower case counts for figures. And like you said, no larger figures. I have all three of the giant size 31-inch Megaforce Rangers. I want yellow and pink. How cool would it be to have a 31-inch tall team of Megaforce? I don't have the complete team.
If they don't think it would sell, they could even just release it in, like, a limited edition or something.
See, the thing is, they keep saying they don't think it would sell. How would they know? They've never tried.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, even with the whole case count thing, if you don't think female Rangers sell in comparison to male Rangers, then release the same amount and find out.
Even with the larger, not even the 31-inch, there's, like, what, the 10-inch ones that are bigger? They make red, blue, and green. I have them. I really want a yellow and a pink.
Like, even with the Fliphead Rangers for the last couple of years, they haven't been releasing the female Rangers.
And then they keep saying, well, girls' toys don't sell. The girls' figures don't sell. You don't make as many. How are they supposed to make the numbers if they're not there? Supply and demand. There is a demand for it. There is no supply. That's why if you look at, like, the figure arts on Amazon or eBay, the prices for all the female Rangers are astronomical because they don't make any of them. One of these days, I will own Gokai Pink, but she's $100.
One of these days, I will own every yellow one, but I'm not a millionaire, so it's not happening.
I own 4 figure arts. 3 of them are girls. I have Lady Shinken Red, Mighty Morphin Pink, and I have Akiba Yellow, who is the greatest. And then I have Boken Red because Akashi is wonderful.
Oh, he's the best.
He is the best. I love him.
I totally like that they included his snapping attack hand in that figure.
Yes!
That was the greatest. I own a ton of figure arts. I love the female ones. They're awesome. I've got
so
Princess
expensive.
Shinken Red. Yeah, they are.
I'm glad that Shinken Red, they never made a Lady Shinken Red in America. A Lady Samurai Red, even. There's no Lauren figure.
None.
No.
No, there's not. And that it was planned as the Mystery Ranger, but then it became a UK-only exclusive.
And didn't, I don't know if it was Ranger Crew who asked Bandai what was up with that, and they tried to claim that they had released it in the US.
Yes. Yes, I remember reading that.
Lies.
And total lies. Because I would have been all over that.
I got a bunch of people, again, my friends, women, and they went, wait a second, there's a lady Red Ranger now? And then they started watching and went, Lauren is great. Where can I buy her toy?
You can't.
Now we're going to go to Ranger Nation Answers and take that away, AP.
Hey, we asked on Twitter, what do you find sexist about Power Rangers? Mark at Das Nordlich 91 said the apparent apprehension that Bandai America has in marketing toys of female rangers as if they don't matter.
That's a good point.
Accurate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Strange Music Box at Scott Finney said, my only answer can be the toy line. The absent girls are making me sad.
Is it Roving that's running the What Pink Ranger site?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's the Pink Ranger in all the marketing?
I personally, though, I feel like the Pink Ranger is marketed more often with costumes and stuff. There's no real Yellow Ranger option.
Well, as far as I know, there's only been two Rangers made for adults. There's the Sexy Pink Ranger, which is the Sexy Mighty Morphin one and is hideous. And then there's a halfway decent Pink Ranger one that is too much money and also only runs up to like a size 6.
Yeah.
They haven't been great in marketing the Yellow Ranger in general, and they could do better.
Because I know when I was a kid, that aggravated me.
Especially with your love of the Yellow Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, the Yellow Rangers are great.
Like, to be perfectly honest, though, when I was younger, I was all about the Pink Ranger. But then as I grew older, it sort of became all about the Yellow Ranger.
So Yellow Ranger's kind of like a fine wine.
I just, you know, kind of wish that we would get some more diversity in Yellow Rangers. For years now, it's been, okay, we're going to have one girl on the team. It's going to be the yellow, and she's going to be a white girl, and she's maybe she'll be blonde this year, or maybe she'll be a brunette. Come on, guys. Diversity matters.
Alan Wilkinson at Cassius335 said, the problem isn't Power Rangers, just company executives with more money than modern viewpoints. Trouble is, those same execs aren't going to care if girls they aren't selling to boycott the toys.
The problem is, look, in this economy, this is not the time to be alienating anyone. You right. want to try and grow your market share. This is not the time where you go, oh, hey, I just want to market to boys between to guys between like 18 and 49. One, women have a lot of disposable income, and two, women buy toys for their children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing is they don't want to be excluding anyone just because Saban is in this whole rebuilding their brand phase, especially after Samurai. And
yeah, I just wish they would take it off Nickelodeon or at least get us more than 20 episodes a year.
That everyone wants that.
Yeah. I think that's a mutual...
everyone wants that.
It's universal.
It's just the whole cable thing, though. Because on cable, the general episode count is 20.
Nickelodeon doesn't even understand how seasons work, though. Like, I watched Big Time Rush on Nickelodeon, which, great show. They managed to have a season that was so long they had time for two Halloween episodes a year apart.
What?
And it was both season two.
Seasons do not work that way.
And then the next season was like 5 episodes. That is not how seasons work.
That should be the next Ranger meme. Nickelodeon... You know how seasons work.
Well, I've got more to say on that, but we'll save that for another episode.
Ooh. Future spoilers.
Future spoilers.
Foreshadowing.
Brian Dagley at Shukuen Shinobi said, yes. Gonna be bold and say nothing. Business is business, and I basically accept that. While it would be nice to see everyone at an equal level, to label it sexist is pretty extreme in my opinion.
I like all the scare quotes. for those of you who didn't see the actual tweet, both nothing and sexist are in scare quotes.
I don't think it's nothing. I think it's a legitimate problem.
A lot of it is that I actually said this to somebody on Twitter, and I try never to use this phrase, but I did use the phrase check your privilege. I don't know if any of you have read John Stalzi's thing on playing on the lowest difficulty level, or somebody posted on Tumblr. It's the same reason why if you're in first place in Mario Kart, you don't get the blue shell.
Right.
There are reasons, and there is a lot of privilege involved, and a lot of it is marketed, and as I've been repeating the same time, representation matters. Please let children find toys of themselves. It's one of the reasons why it was such a big deal when Princess Tiana happened for Disney, and we had the first African-American princess. Mm-hmm. And the comments and like the little girls that they keep posting on Tumblr hugging Tiana and being so excited to see someone who looks like them. You don't get to say nothing if you have not experienced it.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And the whole business is business thing, that's not an excuse. And
like, this isn't 1980 whatever, and we're not in the movie Wall Street, okay?
Right.
Like, honestly, though, I can see where he's coming from, but that doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah. And like we've brought up in previously, how do they know it won't sell if they don't try it?
You can't just say business is business and we'll keep going because you haven't tried it yet. And there is an audience. We are there. We want to give you our money.
The argument could be made that Bandai is just doing what they always do and they're in this pattern and they're making so much money that they see no reason to try something different than what's bringing them a ton of money.
That sort of goes off the next answer.
Okay, go.
From Matthew Rhodes at Admiral Blue 5. He says, if
anything... Okay, well, there's like two tweets that start off with, eh?
Yeah. So he says, if anything sexist, I find it to be unintentional, and the whole key thing I blame on Bandai.
Bandai is the one making the toys, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I step on your foot. I still apologize, even if it was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I might not have meant to hurt you, but I hurt you.
And meanwhile, Bandai's pretending like they're not.
So what you need to do is learn to be more careful so you're not stepping on someone's foot anymore.
Chris Hutchinson at RRR Chris.
Or is that R Chris?
Or triple R Chris. R cubed? R cubed?
R cubed Chris.
So, I find Power Rangers anything but sexist. It shows that women are just as strong as men and can be heroes, too.
Sure, can we get a team of four women and one guy?
I'm for it.
It all depends on if Sentai is for it.
We've gender swapped before. Trini was a guy.
I think kids are a little bit more observant now.
I don't know. I'm just saying, why don't they do that? Yes, it does show that women are strong, but just saying, okay, well, we're giving you one strong woman, stop complaining. Tokenism is a thing.
And meanwhile, you have five strong guys.
And they get to be strong in different ways.
Sports.
Don't get me wrong. No. I love Summer. I love Lily. They're interchangeable.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty much essentially the same character. You've got, they're feisty. They didn't get anything other than, oh, hey, we need a Yellow Ranger on this team. They look alike. They can do better than just saying, okay, we're going to throw her and say that she's strong. Show, don't tell.
Kyle at Deadpool_Ranger says that the guys get to have the Battleizers. When do we get to see a female one?
Jen from Time Force should have had a Battleizer.
She's the one female Ranger I can see maybe making it to the winning round of Morphin Madness.
If one woman's going to make it, it's going to be Kimberly.
Mm.
Who knows? Jeff Moses at Karyu Hirokin says, I have to agree with Shukuin Shinobi. Nothing. It's a boys' show. Why aren't people complaining about TMNT not having a female turtle? ... Oh, wait. They did, and what happened to Venus? Same thing with MLP. If it's a female show, I don't see people complaining there aren't more boy ponies.
I'm assuming he's being sarcastic because have you met the bronies?
I'm assuming that he's joking.
I mean, seriously, the bronies do nothing to say, but what about us? And don't get me wrong, I love My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. I have my ponies sitting right next to my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles who are sitting across from Power Rangers. My toy collection is kind of awesome. But, I mean, the thing is, yeah, they complained, and you know what? My Little Pony is a fine example of what happens when you decide to find another audience. Oh, hey.
okay, kind of pandering got annoying after a while, but they saw there was a second audience and they reached out and said, oh, hi, you're welcome. You buy our toys now. Unlike, say, Young Justice, where they canceled it because too many girls were watching. That is a thing that actually happened. They canceled it. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The creator went on record saying that it was canceled because too many girls were watching it and girls don't buy toys. Well, here's the thing. Finding those toys was almost impossible. They did not make them. They did not market them. Everyone I know was looking for them. And I'm using everyone I know, but I'm just saying people in general, like if you've read any of the forums, people were looking for those toys.
You can't buy what you can't find.
And also, why are you going on and saying that girls don't buy toys? Hello? Have you seen how many dolls girls have? How many My Little Ponies? We would have bought them. You can't buy what you can't.
And I have to disagree with the whole it's a boy show thing. Yeah, that's how they market it and that's what the target audience is. But even since Mighty Morphin, there was quite a number of, it was almost 50-50. You can look at any of those old Power Ranger road shows or whatever.
Morphicon has a significant female presence going to it.
Yeah.
And if there was no female audience, why make the female costumes or something?
I know the DVD isn't out yet, aside from the Legacy Collection, but on the bonus features for the SPD through RPM set, there's a toy collector feature. And there is one toy collector on there, and he has his entire family, his wife, and his little girl. And his little girl is so cute, and she's dressed up all in the pink samurai. Hi, I'm so-and-so, and these are all my toys, even though it's dad's collection. These are all my toys. And it's the cutest thing ever. Moving on.
Yes, so Glenn Santiago at Age of Glenn says, what I have a problem with is mostly the toy ads. # what Pink Ranger?
Well, yeah, the toy ads are all like, hey, kids, play with the Red Ranger. Bah, bust through walls.
And it only features boys playing with the toys. It
used to be different, even the Lego ads. You know, you'll get Lego ads from the 80s, and they were gender neutral. They had a guy and a girl playing with the toys, and now you don't. It's kind of a problem.
Yeah. In the Power Ranger, the Halloween PSAs, they feature girls in that. But that's pretty much the only thing they feature girls in. And even in the McDonald's toys ads, there's no girls featured in that either. So Mary Jo C. at Nitchick 1979 says, can't wait to hear what y'all say. I noticed that many Sentai teams have few/no women. Pink/yellow powers tend to be weak.
Well, we've never had a team with no women, but, you know, if they could get away with it, they might.
Q Ruger was close.
Yeah. You know, that was everything that I wanted in life. I mean, they were a team that danced the samba to morph. They were dinosaurs again. The costumes were okay. The theme song was super catchy, and I loved the premise with the batteries, and then the producer had to go and say that.
And it goes back to, didn't they want to make the Green Ranger the second female in Time Force? But then they said, no, wait, she has to be yellow.
Oh, I don't think I've ever heard that.
I haven't heard that, but, you know, I kind of love that they turned Domon into Katie, because Domon was, like, the womanizer-y kind of jerk. I know that he was a good character, don't get me wrong, but they turned him into Katie, who is great, and she is still the super strong one, because that was Domon's whole thing, was that he was the strong fighter guy, but Katie is strong, and she can break you, and she likes musicals, and she does not put up with your nonsense, and her little relationship with Trip is adorable, and that is how you do it.
Time Force for the win.
Pretty much. I wish that Jen's whole arc was not about a guy, because we have the problem of her arc being about getting Alex and avenging Alex, and then she meets Wes, and it's still all about Wes. But Jen is a super competent leader. She is such a well-rounded character with so much depth. She has actual flaws. That is how you do it. She is one of the most well-rounded characters. Her and Katie both, and Nadira, the three of them are fabulous.
It's a strong season.
Next one, Alistair McDowell at Alistair McDowell 1 says, I think that much of the sexism in PR is down to how much of the material is translated from Sentai. The different cultural norms between what is accepted in the West sometimes show through. Like Mia's wedding obsession, which over here can be seen a lot like weakness and desperation to a Western audience.
But the thing is, we can't be going and blaming the Sentai. I mean, we talked earlier about Super Megaforce, mm-hmm. and they added the sexism.
Right.
So, no, we cannot just blame it on Japan. And yes, some of it is a problem with the footage, like the Beetle Disc thing, which was translated directly, and Mako's wedding obsession, which they just gave wholesale to Mio without doing anything with it other than, I guess, we are too lazy to give her a personality other than also being Mako.
But then there's episodes that they don't translate that are the complete opposite.
Yeah, and like, there's nothing wrong with having a wedding obsession. I am addicted to Say Yes to the Dress, right?
I love Dance Moms.
What?
There is nothing wrong with that, and it could be an interesting character, and they could have done a lot with it. Like, there is nothing wrong with liking stereotypical female things, and like I said, getting to see Kimberly doing that way back in 1993 was super important to me.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that was super important to me, like I said, you don't always identify, like, was Adam, the character of Adam Park, where I got to see the shy writer guy who had self-esteem issues still get to be a hero. That was amazing. You can do a lot with things and
not be a slave to the Sentai.
Yeah. With Mia's wedding obsession, they could have done so much with it and still let her be super girly, but still get to do more. And really the thing is, they're trying and they're sometimes getting so close to getting it right. It is kind of problematic, and that's okay. You can still like it. I just want them to do better because I expect them to do better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lastly,
Slider 5597 at Andrew Booth 16 says, if anything was sexist, it would be the toy line, but it's a boys, all capitals, show in the end.
No, it's not. But we've been over this repeatedly.
Yeah.
I don't feel like this needs another answer.
Any final thoughts on sexism in Power Rangers?
I think it's there, but it's not as big of a deal as some people make it out to be. In the sense that I think some people are saying, crying sexism to hop onto a trend.
Okay.
Like, they don't actually believe that it's a problem.
Trust me, you don't get any points on Twitter or on social media anywhere by pointing out sexism. You generally just get people calling you nasty names.
Just because Sentai does it, you know, the writers have a choice to change it and make it different. And when they don't, I think then we have to question whether it's sexist or not.
I just feel like in some cases, people are specifically looking for it and digging into it just to have something to complain about. Not in all cases, though. It's totally there, and there is a problem.
Not everyone sees the same things. There are definitely some things that some people have said have been sexist, and I've been like, well, I don't have a problem with it. But everyone has their own interpretation, and everyone has their own views. One thing that one person sees might not be okay to another one. Like, I've gotten into arguments with people where I'm like, yeah, I kind of like the fact that Kimberly is a shopaholic.
Yeah.
But the thing is that people's experiences matter and what they've seen, and especially if you have a woman who is trying to point out and you are a guy, please listen to them and their experience.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is a matter of privilege. It is a matter of, I mean, to use again the lowest difficulty setting or the Mario Kart, it is not exactly the same. And the thing is, this is a conversation that does need to happen in fandom, even if we're not just talking about it, because it is a pretty serious issue. And we were talking earlier, there are places in fandom that I don't feel welcome.
And I think that's unfortunate, because if Power Rangers teaches us anything, it's that anyone can be a hero, no matter where they come from or what their background is.
I've gotten into arguments with people where they were like, well, our message board is a really warm and welcoming place. And I'm like, I don't feel comfortable on there. I don't feel like it's a safe space. Well, why not?
Oh, man.
Don't question people's lived experiences and try to realize that things are done on different levels, and it is harder the more some people have more privilege than others. I know it's a word that not a lot of people like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really early in the morning now, so I'm not sure how much sense I'm making.
Well, Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandph@gmail.com. Or check us out at rangercommand.com, which I swear to God I will get up
at some point. Soon. I'm a busy person.
Make it into a puzzle. Like, they have to...
Oh, like...
To navigate it. Like, okay. I tried. Just don't listen to me right now. I'm tired, and I just drank a lot of coffee before this, so it's like... It's sort of trying to, they're trying to fight against each other right now, the caffeine and the lack of sleep.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Batgirl, for joining us.
Anytime.
We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye, Ranger Nation.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
Alvader saying goodbye. Okay.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour. Only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphing Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at RangerCommandPH and like us on Facebook.com/RangerCommandPowerHour.
This has been another proud production of the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You want to see more shows? Go check out www.foureyedradio.com, you winkers.